Devotionals Just in Time, Mark chapter 5, verses 35 to 36, Violent Faith, part 2. Today, I want to continue with the story I was telling yesterday, because there were two miracles that happened at the same instant, at the same moment. A woman who had bold faith, a faith that did not care about what people would think, maybe calling her opportunistic and taking advantage of the master who was on his way to heal the daughter of a man named Jairus. This woman simply set her faith in motion, seized the moment, touched Jesus' robe, and was healed. After Jesus realized that power had come out of him, way different than what he used to feel with others, there was a great crowd pushing and squeezing him. And he realized that there was someone sincere, someone really in need, someone that by touching his robe was touching his heart as well. Not because it was a magical robe, nor because this robe performed miracles. No, Jesus understood the need of this woman, a woman who for many was not on Jesus' agenda. And this is wonderful. For many, she was not in Jesus' agenda. She was not in Jesus' counseling schedule, but she was on heaven's agenda, since this woman had faith, a bold faith, the kind of faith that leads us to take the first step, knowing that at any time it will be the moment, the sudden moment, the opportunity of God, and therefore this faith will lead you to receive the answer from the Lord. Because either we can settle for what the crowd is telling us, or we can settle for being the last in line. We can settle for standing still, hoping that one day, that's the hope of many, that one day something is going to happen. But whenever you put together faith and hope, my beloved friends, you know it is not some day among many years. It is today. It is now. It is here. And you are determined to believe or believe so that God does it, so that God brings the answer. You got a hold of Jesus and you know he can do it even if your eyes see everything against you. So this woman broke into the scene and touched Jesus and was healed. Going back to the second story, I want to tell you a little bit about what was going on in the heart of that man who was there first before this woman appeared. First, Jairus had come looking for Jesus so that he would heal his daughter. His daughter who was dying, his daughter, who by the doctor was already dead. Everybody was crying because there was nothing to be done. But wait a minute. He knew that Jesus was the only answer. Do you know that Jesus is the only answer you need? You can go around and around trying to excuse yourself by looking here and looking there to fill the void in your heart. But at the end, you know within yourself that God is real and that he is all you need. That what you need is his presence. That what you need is to be closer to God. Let yourself be found by him. So today, you can do like Jairus. Run to Jesus or just let it all end. But you know what? As long as there is life, there is hope. That life is God himself, a life that wants to show up itself in you today or tomorrow. And how nice whenever you understand it, because we are usually saying, I will do it tomorrow. Oh, I will do it tomorrow. And what is urgent cannot wait for tomorrow, my beloved friends. So Jairus appears on the scene, and when Jesus prepares to go to his house, this woman appears as well, touches Jesus, stops Jesus. And I put myself in Jairus' shoes. Every minute that Jesus stays talking to the crowd, it is one less minute his daughter's life. Every second is worth gold, and every minute much more. So I can imagine that when Jairus received Jesus and Jesus told him, yes, I'm going to go, we are going to go where your daughter is, Jairus was going at front, making room for Jesus to go through and arrive as fast as possible. We wrongly think that God's time is the same as our time. And yes, we have limited time, but we can never forget that God will not move in our time. God will do it in His time. And God's time, you have said it right? God's time is perfect and has no limit, my beloved friends. Our time is limited. We can look at the clock. For us, an hour, a minute, a second can make the difference between life and death, but not for God. And you know why? First of all, because He is life Himself. And second, because God has no time. He is eternity. He is the time. Can we understand this? He is the time, so He will not be affected by it. So I imagine Jairus opening up a space among the multitude. And, well, so that we may understand what was going on, let's look at Mark chapter 5, verse 35, where the Bible says that while he's talking about Jesus, he still spoke to her. That is, Jesus stopped to talk to that woman who was healed of that blood flow. While he was talking to her, Jesus noticed that some messengers arrived for Jairus from Jairus' house, telling him, your daughter is dead. It doesn't make sense any longer to disturb the Lord. Wow, I think it is why, like receiving, here in Colombia we say, a bucket of cold water over his head. It is not possible to put yourself in Jairus' shoes. And look at the following. It is not possible that Jairus was already there with Jesus, that Jesus was with him, that Jesus was on his way to heal her daughter, and now he's being told that there is nothing to be done, that everything is over, that there is nothing to hope for. And now, that is what you may be thinking today. Maybe you are being told, don't waste your time praying. There is no need to pray. There is no way out for your destroyed marriage. There is nothing to do for your children. Nothing to do with that debt. There is no solution for this or for that. Nothing to do with what the doctor said. But the Bible says that whenever Jairus got the bad news, Jesus heard as well. Verse 36. Jesus heard what was said. And I love these words that Jesus expressed. He said to Jairus, do not be afraid. Just have faith. And the version Reina Valera 1960 says, don't be afraid. Just believe. You know what? These are simple sentences that in the most critical moment, they become the strongest struggle in our minds. Because our eyes may be seeing everything collapsing, but God tells us, don't be afraid. But how not to be afraid? Look at the news that I just got, Jesus. I can't imagine the struggle that Jairus had in his heart, or he told the Lord he didn't need to go anymore, or should I stay here? And many more ideas and thoughts turning around in Jairus' head. This is like when you receive terrible news, right? You don't even know what you're thinking. Everything was spinning around. As you imagine, his pressure went down. Here we are talking about his daughter. And now Jesus comes to tell him, hey, don't be afraid. Just have faith. Anyone could question, but in these cases, when God gives you a word, I'm going to give you some important points that I hope can help you today, and you can keep them handy and always in your mind. Whenever you are going through a difficult time, whenever you go into a dark time, whenever you go into a hardship process, which you can no longer deal with, and it is God's turn to act, I will give you some points so that you can keep them in your heart. Be still. Don't back up. Don't be discouraged. So the first thing is for you to receive and remember God's promises. And if Jesus told Jairus, do not be afraid, just have faith, it is because those words indicated that Jesus would not come to that place just to wait and see what was going on and see what was going to happen. No, he already knew everything that was going to happen. So a word from God like that, don't be afraid, just have faith, is telling you, don't believe everything your eyes see. Don't give priority to what your ears hear. Just listen to me. Have faith. Have faith. Faith, my beloved brethren, are the thoughts of God transferred to the human being. And you know what the word says about the thoughts of God? I have thoughts of life and not of death, of blessing and not of curse. Hallelujah. These are wonderful thoughts. Faith comes by hearing. But hearing what? The word of God. Faith comes by listening to the word of God. And what is God's word? It is the group of thoughts for us. So the first thing we have to keep an eye on right now is what God has told us. What are his promises for my life? If God tells me today to not be afraid and just to believe, I will not give any room for a struggle in my mind, and I am not going to criticize. Have faith, because we can have two attitudes. First, the attitude of those who question and think everything is over, and those words are simple and useless words. Have faith, that is the attitude of those who question, who come. You're asking me to have faith? If they are already telling me that it is over, how do you want me to believe that God is real when I am looking at what is happening? This is one attitude, right? And this is an attitude of defeat. But when you understand that the word you are receiving is not the word coming from a simple mortal, because that word is very limited and can't do anything, but a word coming from that who died on the cross, who shed his blood, and that is God himself, then you take the following attitude. You keep quiet and hold on to that word, and you keep believing. Keep still. When you are in a moment of darkness, you go in private. You seek intimacy with God. Do not criticize anything. Do not ask God why. Seek his plan. Seek his purpose. Take time to cry. Take time to cry out. Take time. But do it alone. Do it in private. And your God who sees you in the private, the Father who sees you in the private, will reward you. He will shine you in public. God tells you today, don't be afraid. Just have faith. The Lord is not asking you to make a covenant. The Lord is not asking you to pay money. The Lord is not even asking you to do something you cannot. He is just asking you to allow his thoughts to take over your heart, to allow his thoughts and words to take root deep in your heart and in your mind so that you can stand firm. Faith. Listen to me very well. Faith are the thoughts of God expressed through his words that take deep root in our hearts in such a way that they make us stand firm with a firm conviction that what I am listening to and receiving from him, I will see. This is why his words, whenever you open your heart to them, you will keep them and they will produce the true faith, and that kind of faith will produce fruit. I want to pray for you today. Be quiet. There are times to remain silent, and do not miss tomorrow's devotional, because I will give you the other important points which will help you in the middle of every process, every day of your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, and because this word holds us. The word produces life and produces faith. through faith is the word we receive from you, because they are your thoughts expressed. And whenever I receive them, I receive your strength, Lord, your strength. I pray for every person who receives this word today, so that you may lift them up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken. Blessings.